passing through the corridor, I came upon an aging knight who leaned against the wall in gnarly armor. He was on his way to see the king. Wilson. He led me through the streets of Prussia talking as he tried to crush a mug that scurried underneath his boot heel. They said there was a place where we should go. So he led me through the forest to the edge of a lagoon by which we wandered till we reached a lovely spring. The night grew very quiet as we stood there. He lifted up his visor and he turned to me and he began to sing. He said, I come from the land of darkness. He said, I come from the land of doom. He said, I come from the land of damage. From the land of the big baboon. But I never am going back there. And I couldn't if I tried. Were a race of people practically extinct from doing things smart people don't do. He said he was once a lizard too. His name was Rutherford the Brave, and he was on a quest to save his people from the fate that lay before them. Their clumsy end was perilously near. Would be seen, he said, they could be enlightened by the rays of the helping friendly book. In all of Prussia, only one existed, and Wilson had declared that any person who possessed it was a crook. He said, I come from the land of darkness. He said, I come from the land of doom. He said, I come from the land of damage. From the land of the big baboon. Possess the ancient secrets of eternal joy and never-ending splendor. The trick was to surrender to the flow. We walked along beneath the moon. He led us through the bush till soon. We saw before our eyes a raging river. He said we could swim it if we tried. And saying this, the knight obeyed, forgetting that his suit of arms would surely wear him down, so he said. And as his body disappeared before me, I bowed my head in silence and remembered all the thoughts that he had thought. He said, I come.